We have Leslie Wallace from Sport Northland on the phone. Moreno, Leslie.
Oh, Moreno.
So, what has been going on with our local sport?
Oh, okay, well, there's a lot of action happening in local sports. Happens when winter rolls around, but season is pretty busy. There's a couple of things I want to just let everyone know about. And the first one is netball. It's happening at the Maunganui Netball Centre. We have netball, senior netball on a Thursday night, and a huge J&B contingent on a Saturday morning, going crazy. We're lucky enough that we've just done our returns to netball Northstone, and I'm happy to say that there's been a 12% increase from last year in all our junior, intermediate and collegiate players. So for our centre and for our region, that's a really good thing. More kids playing netball is what we like to see.
Yeah, that's awesome. 12%.
Mm. Yeah, really good. So we're pretty happy about that. We've got some senior netball happening on Thursday night. We've just finished first two rounds of competition, and we've got four grades going down there, two prem grades and two A grades. And that's normally enough for every senior netball player to find their niche.
Yep.
And play where they want to play, whether it be competitive or social. And we're just going now into the Champion of Championship round. So we've got some really exciting games coming up in the next couple of months that involve some top teams competing for their grade titles.
Yeah.
In the Prem 1 grade, we've got grades of six teams, and at the moment, as always, long-term stalwarts of Maunganui Netball Centre is Extons, and they are at the top of the table in Prem 1, followed closely by Blue House, Awanui, and the young Kota College Senior A team. So those will be the four top teams to look out for in the Prem 1 grade, and they'll all be battling it out for the top title in that last grade.
Exciting.
It is pretty good. In Prem 2, we've got a few teams. We've got the Chicks from out the East Coast, Hohora Hunters, Kari Kari Educare, and Awanui Rebels. They're all reasonably close in Prem 2. In Prem 1, Te Patu, Rangi Awhiri Tahi, Hohora Heat, and Awanui Cruisers. Those will be the teams to watch out for in that grade. And in A2, Pampuria Soldiers, which is actually a team made up of school kids from out the Pampuria region.
Mm-hmm.
Awanui has got two teams in there, Hot Shots and Victory, with Rarawa 2 social team making up the top four in those grades. So those are all going to be teams to watch out for in the coming weeks of senior netball on a Thursday night.
Wow.
So it's action happening all over the place, mate. And I'm just staying on the topic of netball. Sport Northland, in association with the Far North Primary Schools Principals Association, and one of our great local sponsors, Shackleton's Unichem Chemist, we recently held two netball field days for primary schools, year 5 to 8 netball field day on the 2nd of June, and we had over 290 kids participating on that day, with 32 teams entered. And luckily enough for us, the year 5 and 6, the winner of that was Kaitaia Primary School. The year 7 and 8 was a team from Kaitaia Intermediate School. Now, these Kiwi Field Days are just an opportunity for schools to enter their keen netball teams. This is a mixed competition,
mm-hmm.
so they've got to have a couple of boys on the court at all times. Gives the boys a bit of a taste of actually how hard netball is to play, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
And they get the opportunity to play in a little competition and win a trophy if they're so inclined. We then had one similar day the next week for the year 1 to 4s, and now these grades play a modified form of netball, similar to what we put on at the Netball Centre. The year 1 and 4s and the year 3s and, the 1 and 2s and the year 3 and 4s. Again, 32 teams entered, so that's really great.
Yeah.
Over 200 kids participating on that day, with the Kaitaia Primary School taking out the year 3 and 4s as well. So those were two really good, exciting netball events that happen that just sort of shows how keen everyone is to play netball up here in the Far North.
Yes, that's cool.
Yeah. Look, I've got so much information for you. Hey, next thing, just a quick yarn about junior rugby.
Yep.
I am on the Maunganui J&B Rugby Committee, and we've recently held trials and selection process for our year 7 and 8 Maunganui Taniwha team. This team goes away to compete in the Dave Cullen Taniwha Shield Tournament. That's a week-long tournament from the 12th to the 16th of July.
Mm-hmm.
This year it's being held in Dargaville. Now, so we've finally had to narrow down a squad of 22. These young kids, yes, they have to be year 7 and 8, and they have to meet a weight restriction for this particular tournament. So we've got a bit of a list here, and I wouldn't mind announcing it here. It's been, all the kids have been informed, it's been advertised as well, but I thought it might be a good idea just to let the listeners know that these are the up-and-coming junior rugby players that you need to watch out for.
Yeah, go for it.
So, Royce May, Tainui Kellner, Levon Pude, Mario Baker, Abe Drew, Kaysen Ormsby, Khan Ormsby, Nico Marsden, Joshua Edgecombe, Mana Karina, Hunter Masters, Leon Jarrett, Aaron Arona, Tion Dumas, Eli Adlington, Colin Price, Kyan Simeon, Milan Kiri, Tuaro Penede, Jordan Baker, Nihita Wijon, and Jade Rahuruhi. Those are the 22 kids who make up the Maunganui Taniwha team year 7 and 8. And I think they have done a great job. They've been training for a little while now. They've been awesome.
Yeah, that's
cool. Excellent. And the last thing, just a little topic, a little bit of promotion for Sport Northland. Coming up on the Sunday, August the 14th, is the Toll Kaitaia Run Walk event.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's quite a big event here in Kaitaia. Last year we had over 350 participants in that. There is two distances that people can run or walk. The short distance is from Tiahu up to Ōturu School. It's about 4.6 k's. And if you're so inclined to continue onwards and do the loop right round the back of Church Road, that's 12.5 kilometres. And then everyone meets back here at Tiahu for a bit of prize giving. So you can enter that event via the website at www.runwalkseries.co.nz.
Hey.
And that's coming up, and we have got lots of action happening on that day.
Yeah, lots of action. Now, do people also go to that website if they want to find out more about the netball and the rugby?
Oh, netball and rugby, they actually have their own websites. So any netball can be directed to the Maunganui Netball Centre website.
Mm-hmm.
And in regard to the junior Maunganui Taniwha team, they have their own page on Facebook as well, Maunganui Taniwha. So there's some information there as well. Yeah, so all in all, a pretty action-packed weekend. I know I spent all my Saturday at junior sport and then popped into town to watch Zarawa beat Kaitaia in the senior rugby. So all in all, an action-packed week for me.
I'm surprised you've still got your voice.
Only just.
Hey, thanks a lot, Leslie. You've got any last words for our listeners out there today?
I do. One of the things I really want to promote is that junior sport is really important for our area. So if you really keen to help out, please put your hand up for your local sports club.
Mm.
Maybe a bit of volunteering coaching. I know that most clubs are able to send you to courses if you need a bit of upskilling.
Yep.
But just sort of any parent support for a junior club will be more than welcome.
Yeah, especially because it's National Volunteer Week as well.
Oh, look, how good am I for rolling into that, eh?
Yes, because you're down at Tiahu at the moment, aren't you?
Yes. The final Sport Northland offices are located at Tiahu. And I'm lucky enough that I also have two of my colleagues, Garth Hutchinson and Louisa Cooper. They're stationed here as well. They are actually Energizers. Energizers is a great program that goes into schools, and it's a nutrition and physical literacy program. And they're working with 30-odd schools up here in the far north. So they're doing an amazing job. They're out of the office at the moment doing what they've got to do. And, we're really happy that they're part of our organisation and that Sport Northland can provide sort of activities for everybody.
Hey, you've been awesome, Leslie. Thank you so much for, filling us in with what's been going on. I'll let you get out of the storeroom cupboard.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind.
And hopefully we can talk to you again next week.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks very much.
All right, Leslie, you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. See ya.